Kurt Ness and Ness Brothers Auction Company are not affiliated with Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success with a personalized discussion and financial plan. Now, here's Lisa Waterman.
Hi, welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show focused on simplifying your financial life. This is Lisa Waterman. I am the CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, which is a financial advisory and investment firm located in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And every week I've been hopefully bringing you some great topics that are helping you to better understand some of the financial world that's circulating around you and intersecting in your life. So through this show, or maybe you've been now visiting our website at watermanfinancial.com, Waterman Financial offers investments, brokerage services, insurance, financial planning, IRA rollovers, and near enough everything financial. But that's not all. In fact, oftentimes my work in helping my clients actually carries into other non-traditional financial areas in order to help them with whatever they might be facing. And that's where today's show is going to take us. As you may recall, over the last few months, we've been chatting about a lot of different topics, including such important planning areas as estate and retirement planning. And in the show today, we're going to bring you some information about how to actually put some of those plans into action, because the reality is an estate and a retirement plan takes action. In fact, we're going to be talking about a service that can help you get your, quote, house in order, unquote, so to speak. So our guest today is going to detail services that could be beneficial to you as you make plans for your future. Have you been thinking about downsizing? You know, getting rid of that big house with four bedrooms that are just holding stuff that your kids left you. So kind of them. And maybe moving into a home that's more in keeping with your new life, maybe as a couple or as grandparents. That's a very nice future planning activity that might require a little more help, because downsizing is work. It can certainly seem daunting. Our guest today has an amazing service to help you. Or maybe less on the positive side, but more on the, quote, I had to deal with this kind of, end quote, scenario. Maybe you're having to deal with putting mom or dad into a nursing home. Or perhaps, sadly, you're actually dealing with the loss of a parent or an uncle or an aunt and need to deal with handling their remaining household goods or even the real estate. So I've been talking about this mysterious service. Let's introduce our guest and have our listeners out there begin to hear about some of the wonderful possibilities. Today we have in our studios Kurt Ness of Ness Brothers Real Estate and Auction Company. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Lisa.
Well, I just mentioned about a couple areas where your services can be beneficial. And before we get into all the details of the various services you offer, tell us about Ness Brothers. You've got a phenomenal history, and tell us about yours.
Okay, services. Thank you. Ness Brothers was started by my father in 1961. Mm-hmm. We're actually three generations.
Well,
my son has been in business with us now 17 years, so sometimes it makes me feel a little old.
Yeah, right.
with Ness Brothers and myself, actually got in the real estate business in 1978. So if you do the math, 40 years.
Wow.
But have seen a variety of different markets from interest rates as high as 19% to interest rates down to, you know, I remember seeing my daughter got a loan at 2.5%.
How about that?
So it's amazing. But so our company's weathered, seen a lot of different real estate markets, and over time have had the opportunity to work with a lot of different people in the processes of what you're talking about, the different stages, life stages that we go through. And so through that, with the real estate background and the auction background, we've developed different services that help them kind of overcome some of the hurdles and challenges that they have.
You know, I've enjoyed auctions for many years. My family's always gone to auctions, but a lot of people don't really know how that service works. They see a sign up that says auction here. Give us a backdrop of how the services actually work. Like, and people know fundamentally usually what an auction is, but give us that background.
auctions have really changed in the last probably 10 years. And what I mean by that, the traditional, when people thought of auctions, they would think of a tent at a property. They're pulling personal property out of the house, and you have an auctioneer that is bid calling, and maybe on a Saturday afternoon might have several hundred people at that auction buying
the
personal.
I've been to plenty of those,
buying the real estate. But you take today's time, we are busy. Everybody's pulled a variety of different directions. And so taking 3-4 hours out of their schedule to attend an auction, we just don't have it. So the situation, basically about 4 years ago, we got into the online auction aspect. Mm-hmm. And that has opened up a lot of avenues and doors for us, made it very convenient for buyers because they don't have to be present to buy something. I tell people today that the smartphone is the computer of today.
You bet.
And I think that eBay probably has definitely helped us get people used to the idea that you can look at stuff on a computer or a smartphone, put a bid in, and then come back later and see if you got the winning bid.
That's always an interesting thing because, just as you said, I've seen the change over the years. I've been going to auctions since I was like 10 years old. Mm-hmm. There's deals to be made there. And oftentimes, too, for anybody who's ever considering utilizing your services, you also, by that online service, open up a whole new avenue of people being in different locales, being able to buy stuff, right? What is usually an online auction? How many people are involved?
Typically, on an online auction, what's nice is our whole marketing has evolved from the standpoint we used to do a lot of expenditures in newspapers. Now it's more social media. And we are seeing through the promotions that we are reaching thousands of people. They're viewing the items, whether it's real estate or personal mm-hmm. property. We've had scenarios that have definitely had buyers in California bidding on items against somebody that's local. So the internet has definitely expanded the pool of buyers. And with the online auction, I don't have to worry about bad weather. I don't have to worry about crowd control. Right. I don't have to worry about a variety of different things.
Well, you know, plenty of people out there have never even considered using an auction service. Instead, they followed that traditional track. They clean out their beloved's household and have a few folks take what they want, donate the rest to charity. We're going to kind of lead into a break here, but tell us why an auction service works better than that traditional method.
It gives you more options. And what I mean by that is the fact that if we're talking real estate, one of the frustrations that buyers go through is the market right now is strong. And we've heard story after story of buyers said, I didn't know about that property that came up and it is sold.
Mm-hmm.
On an auction, we generally are looking at about a 3-week marketing period so that it informs buyers that this property is coming up for sale. The seller, from the standpoint, has the right to refuse any and all bids, but they just set back and they're bidding under the seller's terms. So it gives buyers and sellers more flexibility.
Great. Well, we're going to take a quick break here, but I want to just tell our buyers, if you're anywhere in your 50s, you need to listen to this next segment. Nest Brothers has a phenomenal service. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Wovo Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Are you looking for a financial advisor you can trust? Someone who has your best interests at heart? Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services has the skills needed to help you. Visit them at watermanfinancial.com and find what true commitment looks like.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Greetings and welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa. I'm Lisa Waterman, your host of the program, and I'm glad you're here. because today we're talking about a service that you may need in your life or that later you may want in your life. And today we have Kurt Ness of Ness Brothers Real Estate and Auction Company. And we were just before the break talking about auction services. And if you've never considered it, Kurt was talking to us about some of the benefits about bringing buyers from broad geographical dispersion together through online and such. But in this segment, I want to talk about a very special service that they have that actually could be extremely beneficial to a lot of listeners out there, because there's many of us out here in the listening world who are over age 50. And what that means is kids started moving away and we've got a big house and now we've got a lot of stuff, but we're kind of thinking it might be time to downsize. And I understand you have a great program called the 55 Plus Moving Program.
It's the 55 Plus Relocation Services.
Okay. Give us a backdrop of what's going on with that program.
We saw a big need with people like yourself, especially we live in a society today that our kids are dispersed all over.
Yeah, right.
I've got a son that's in LA and a daughter in New Jersey, so you can't get them much farther apart.
Good vacations, though.
Yeah, it is good vacations. But the problem that people are encountering today is that they don't have family members around to help them in the assisting of this downsizing. Number two, they're in a situation that they're coming from a 2,000-4,000 square foot house, and now they want to go into a 1,000 or less square foot facility, and they have all this stuff. So what we've done is we saw a need. The online auctions have given us a tool to use when talking to these people, because our 55 plus program, Lisa, is real simple. We sit down, we listen to you. What are your needs? Where do you want to end up as far as the end? And we lay out a plan that kind of helps you navigate the steps that they have to go through. Depending on my clients that I'm working with, sometimes we'll come in and do everything from A to Z. Give you an example. I've got a situation right now that the folks are they're in their 80s, are going into a retirement center. Family doesn't live around here. So we've had to come in and we're going through their personal papers, putting them in boxes so we can ship it off to the kids, and then getting the parents situated in their new facility. And then after that, laying out a program to disperse what's left, what the kids don't want. Kids come in and pick what they want. And then dispersing of the personal property, and then also taking care of the real estate. So it's kind of a, like I said, we cover all gamuts of the
process.
That's
pretty cool, because I was wondering about that, obviously being a financial planner, of some of that sensitive information. So you actually box it up and send it off to the kids and let them, and that's all in the pre-planning, right?
Right.
About how you're handling those different components.
Yeah. And we'll do as little or as much as what they want to do. It's again, what are their challenges and how can we fulfill those needs?
What's the required lead time? Because sometimes, you know, and I'm all about, I've mentioned many times, I'm a certified financial planner. That means planning ahead,
correct,
not letting something happen to you. So what's the lead time in getting something like this organized?
Typically what you're looking at, what sparks the whole thing is, I'm seeing more because physical limitations that the parents might have, and they've reached a point and said, okay, we have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've had it as short as probably 30 days to as long as people might take 6 months to kind of go through this process. And again, it depends on where the family is situated. I mean, where their children are and how much involvement the children want. And it is a big move for people. And so some people bite the bullet and move. Some people just have to process, which is fine. We've been in business 57 years. So it's not like I tell people this, and I'm not trying to be arrogant, but I say, you know, I don't need your business to survive. Our goal is to give the best service possible, making sure that we're meeting all your needs.
Yeah. You're listening to Kurt Ness with Ness Real Estate and Auction Services as we're talking about the Age 55 Plus program. And I'm Lisa Waterman, your host of Financially Speaking, every Saturday morning right here on WoWo. We've just been talking about the 55 Plus program, which is a relocation service. So you can do everything from getting me from house A to condo B to retirement home B, whatever that is. What is something like that cost? How do you figure out what the cost is and what affects the price?
Good question. One of the things that I tell people when they talk about downsizing or right-sizing is that we can make it easy. And the way we make it easy is four different steps. Number one, we can do everything involved in the process. We can do as little or as much as they want. When we sit down with someone, we obviously have to look at what we're working with. Once we've seen what we're working with, we will lay out in black and white ahead of time, this is the cost associated. They have the right to say yes, no, or you know, tweak it to meet their needs. We can do that because we have systems in place. We have a staff of approximately 10 people that have done this business for a long time.
Sure.
And then it's all about you, you and your needs and meeting those needs.
Well, you know, something that I always think about, and I was once a bank auditor, as our listeners know from our first show, who tracks all my stuff? Like, how do I know all my stuff actually gets moved? Is there inventory? Are you bonded? All the security issues that are associated with valuables.
Okay. When we're moving, and I should paraphrase, we don't physically do the moving. We have companies that we partner with. And the reason I feel that that's an advantage for the client is that we only use people that get real high marks as far as service. Mm. So, and we're constantly watching or looking for feedback from the client. So typically what happens is that the family will say, okay, we're going to downsize, and they've gone through and they've tagged everything they want moved to point B. What's left then is with the online auction, we're taking photographs of everything. So that gives them an inventory as far as the items that they have. And then through the online auction, I can show them a printout. They can see, okay, these are the actual bids of what stuff brought. And then we write them a check approximately 10 business days after the auction.
Well, and with the relocation service that we were talking about, do we pay that up front? How does that end up being paid?
Good question. Everything comes out of the proceeds of the sale. So the marketing, as an example.
Excuse me, Kurt. Is a sale always a part of the relocation service? It's an expectation that you're downsizing. So are those two pieces coordinated together? Because you're not a moving service, as
correct.
You mentioned.
We're not a moving service. So I think I understand your question. Basically, we're not in the business of moving people.
Yep.
Okay. We are a full service type of company. Mm-hmm. And so we are going to be, potentially involved with, obviously we have to have a plan. And then when the individual does move, they've got, they have to get rid of some personal property, may or may not. Sometimes I've had families that I've got one case right now that the individual's coming out of a 5,000 square foot house and there's just a few pieces, but he's got the real estate. And we've been working with them as far as getting the real estate ready to sell.
Yeah, and that's actually, after the break, where we want to go. I want to talk about buying and selling actual real estate, along with estate settlement and going through an auction when someone has passed away. So this is Lisa Waterman with Financially Speaking. Kurt Ness here with Ness Brothers Real Estate and Auction Services. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Wobo Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Life changes fast. You have a job. You leave a job. You're married. You're not married. You have no kids. And then you have kids. At Waterman Financial Services, we live life with you, helping you consider the financial impact of life. Lisa Waterman is ready to help you. 260-436-6588.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Hi, and welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa. This is Lisa Waterman. I am the CEO and founder of Waterman Financial Services, located here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And we are an investment advisory firm. But as I introduced the first segment, I said a lot of times it intersects with a lot of non-traditional financial services. which is where our show is today, because in the studios I have Kurt Ness, who is with Ness Brothers Real Estate and Auction Company. And right before the break, we were talking about a great service called the 55 Plus Program, which is really a relocation service, which helps most people who might be considering a downsizing. It could be because someone has become older and you need to move them back towards family. And just during our short break, we were actually chatting about that. Kurt, tell us about the geographical reach of Ness Brothers. And could we do from state to state? Do we just, is it just in Indiana? How does all that work?
Good question. With our business model, it does give us a lot of flexibility. I have moved people from Michigan to Indiana, Illinois to Indiana, and southern Indiana up. And so with our system, especially the online auction aspect, it allows us a lot of flexibility to overcome challenges that the seller may have.
That's great, because so many of us, you had mentioned it early on about the geographics of our children living far away. And I know different times people want to move mom or dad closer to them, mm-hmm. and mom and dad want to, but it can simply seem overwhelming. So having that service be available and being able to sell the real estate so you can operate in a traditional realtor type of thing.
Right.
Does every house you sell, is it always going to auction, or it can be?
Good question. Yeah. 50% of the real estate that we sell is, I want to say, through the realtor hat. The other 50% is online auction. What we try to do is look at the property and say, what is the best way to market to get the best dollar for the client?
Boy, that is a great question then, because I'm glad, because I didn't realize that, because I always think an auctioneer only is ever going to auction off. But I've seen a lot of growth in auctioning homes,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So tell us about kind of the, how does that work if I'm a buyer, mm-hmm. and when I'm a seller of auctioning off a house or real estate?
Okay. If you're a buyer, what the auction system does and what we now do is, and it's evolved, when we are auctioning off a, what I call a high-end property, we're going to have that seller typically do a home inspection, because traditional auctions, the property is sold in as-is condition.
Yeah.
By having a home inspection by a reputable home inspector, we're giving a snapshot of saying, okay, this is the condition of this property. If there are major issues on it, a lot of times we will have the seller go ahead and fix those items. A buyer can, at our auctions, allow them to bid subject to financing. That's unheard of in auction industry.
Yeah.
Now, in order to do that, they have to be pre-approved. They can use their lender. But we also, if we're not familiar with that lender, they have to be approved by our lender too. There's no additional cost. Buyer's going to put down 5% down on
basically
the
finance, as earnest money the day of sale.
As earnest money. And from a seller's perspective, the auction, they can pick the time and date that they're going to have the auction. They can determine the terms as far as when they want to give possession on the property. Mm-hmm. If they elect not to offer subject to financing, they can. And they can also have people, two types of buyers, one bidding on it subject to financing and what I call the cash buyer that is not. And we're presenting all offers to the seller.
That's really striking. And I'll just say, yours truly bought my house at auction. And we had all the prearranged such. And my husband likes to say, well, Lisa just kept nodding her head, so we bought the house, and we love it, and we'd had a walk-through time, and that's something people don't often realize. It's not really just you walk up that day. Usually, you've scheduled some times for an open house kind of thing.
Definitely, we've had open houses. In fact, you remind me of a story. Just last year at this time, we sold a property up at a lake. The person that bought it bid strictly over the phone. Wow. The property brought over $1 million. Met with them that night in Fort Wayne. They signed the agreement, gave me, that was a 10% purchase price, so gave me a check for $100,000. And then we closed it in 30 days. But using technology in this particular one, it was a live auction, and they were bidding by phone.
Wow. You're listening to Kurt Ness of Ness Brothers Real Estate and Auction Company, and then yours truly, Lisa Waterman, for Financially Speaking with Lisa. One of the things, too, that I've been confused about different times, and this is for the new auction person, is a premium versus the seller of the goods selling the item. So explain that.
In today's auction world, and you've seen it from Sotheby's to, I mean, we use it if the seller elects, is what is called a buyer's premium. And a buyer's premium on real estate might range anywhere from 2% up. On personal property, it could be 10% or higher. And what it simply means is whatever the last bid is, the buyer is going to pay the bid plus, say, let's say it's a 5% buyer's premium, 5%. What the auction allows a seller to do is to take some of the traditional costs that are borne strictly by the seller and kind of push them over to the buyer. Everybody is competing under the same terms, so it's a fair system. And so that's what a buyer's premium is.
Well, unfortunately, we're coming quickly to the end of our show, but I hope you've all had an opportunity to hear about an important service that can help you get from point A to point B, whether that those points involve helping a loved one move, helping yourself move, but utilizing the services of auctioneering and traditional real estate services, either one could be beneficial to you. But hopefully today's show, you've been able to explore a little bit different scenario than maybe you've expected. Every week, I'm here at 10 a.m. with Financially Speaking with Lisa. And what I always tell you, folks, exercise your mind, exercise your body, because both of those are gifts you give to yourself. Be sure to visit the on-demand section of WoWo.com for podcast, as well as Waterman Financial. We can be reached at 260-436-6588. See you next week.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This has been Financially Speaking with Lisa, hosted by Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success. Join Lisa next Saturday at 10 on WoWo Radio and listen to this program and previous episodes on the podcast page on WoWo.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.